Truma is Parazayim, Mishnah Hay, State Kupos, Achas or Truma, Bachas or Chul. Somebody has two containers. One container contains Truma, and the other one contains Chul. Shenafla saw Truma Lutoch Achas Mehen. Ben Yadua Leizu Mehen Nafla. And a saw Truma fell into one of the containers. And we don't know into which container it fell into. Now, it fell into the container that already contains Truma, so that's not a problem. And that container anyway has Truma, it doesn't make a difference that a little more Truma fell in. But if it fell into the container that contained Chulin, then that would be a problem, as the Chulin would now be Midumas, as the Truma would not be Basel in that Chulin. As we're talking about, where there's very little Chulin in that container, that there's even more Truma that would have fallen in than there is Chulin in the container. So the Truma would not be Basel, and the Chulin would be Aser. But we simply don't know which one the Truma fell into. Hare ani oimer l'toch shal Truma nafla. We could be lenient, and we could assume that the Sarcho Truma fell into the container that already anyway contains Truma, and therefore we would be allowed to eat the container that contains Chulin. Now, even though we simply don't know, so how could we assume that the Truma fell into the container that already holds Truma? The answer is, we're talking about where the Truma that fell in is only Aser Midrabbanan. It's only Truma Midrabbanan. If nowadays, any Truma that we take off, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only Midrabbanan. And since the Truma is only Midrabbanan, we could be lenient and assume that the Truma fell into the container that anyway contains Truma, and the container that contains Chulin would be Mutter. And so too, if one container contains grain that is Tameh and the other one contains grain that is Tahar, we could assume that the Truma fell into the container that contains the grain that is Tameh. Or if one container contains grain that is Midamah, that is a mixture of Truma and Chulin, and the other container contains regular Chulin, we could assume the Truma fell into the container that contains the Midamah, and that container anyway is also to a non-coin. And since the Truma is only Midrabbanan, we're allowed to be lenient and assume that the Truma fell into the container that is anyway also. But if one of the two containers contains mice or Rishon, or contains Tevel, which is grain that the Truma is a mice, if we're not taken from it yet, in such a case, we cannot assume that the Truma fell into the container that contains Tevel or mice or Rishon. If Maisa Rishon is mutter to be eaten by a non-Kohen, and Teva also could be eaten after the Trumas or Maisas are taken from it. So why should we assume the Truma fell into that container as opposed to the other containers? As both containers are mutter, the Teva would be mutter after you take out the Trumas or Maisas, and the Maisa Rishon is also mutter. We can only assume that the Truma fell into a container that is anyway also. But if both containers are mutter, we can't assume that the Truma fell into one container over the other. So therefore, in such a case that both containers contain grain, that is mutter, we have to be machmer, since we don't know which container the truma fell into, and both containers would be aser. En yadua eizeh hi shel truma ve'eizeh hi shel chulin. Somebody who has two containers, one container contains truma and the other one contains chulin, and we don't know which one of the two containers contains truma. So both containers would be aser to be eaten. Acho achas mehen pater. If you eat one of the two containers, you didn't realize that there was a suffix that one of the two containers might contain truma, and you went ahead and ate one of the two containers, you are pater. You don't have to pay the kohen a karen or a chomesh, and we don't know whether you ate truma or not. So therefore, may suffix, you are pater. And the second container, the container that you did not eat, may suffix, we have to assume that that container is truma. Since we don't know which one of the two containers is truma, the container that is left, we have to assume that's the one that's truma may suffik. But it's also chayev in chala may suffik, according to Rabbi Meir. And even though truma is pater for chala, but this one is a suffik, whether it's truma or not, so therefore we have to be machmer, and it's chayev in chala. Rabbi Yose poteres. Rabbi Yose holds that even though it's a suffik and it might not be truma, it is pater from chala. And according to Rabbi Yose, since it's possible that it's truma, we give it a din like meduma, like a mixture of truma and chulin, which is pata from chala. So too, since this is a suffix truma, it's pata from chala. Acho achar es hashnia pata. If you had two containers that you had a suffix, which one of the two containers is truma? One of the two is truma, and the other one is not, and you don't know which one is truma. And one person ate one of the two containers that we said before, that if a person eats one of the two containers, he is possible to pay the coin of Karen B'chomesh, since we don't know whether he ate truma or not. Well, if after the first person eats one of the two containers, the second person comes along and eats the second container, so now both containers have been eaten, the second person is also puzzled. And the second person also has a suffix, whether the container he ate was truma or not. But if the same person ate both containers in such a case, he does have to pay the coin. And since we know for sure one of the two containers does contain truma, so he definitely ate truma. So he has to pay the coin, he has to pay the amount that's in the lesser of the two containers. And since we have a suffix, which one was truma, when the coin takes money from him, we say, Amoti mechabero olav haraya, the coin wants to take the extra money from him, the amount that the larger of the two containers contains. But the coin has no proof whether the larger one is the one that contains the truma, or the smaller one is the one that contains the truma, so therefore, the person who ate the two containers only has to pay the amount that the smaller of the two containers contains. In this Mishnah, we're again discussing a case where somebody has two containers. One of the containers contains truma, while the other one contains chulin. And he doesn't know which one contains truma and which one contains chulin. And one of the two containers fell into some other chulin and got mixed in. And if it was the truma that fell in, there would not be enough chulin to mevatel the truma. And the whole thing would be midameh, it would all be asur, and only a coin would be allowed to eat it. But maybe it wasn't the truma that fell in, maybe it was the chulin that fell in, and it would be mutter. So therefore, meisafek, it would not be midameh, since we don't know if it's the truma that fell in or not. Meisafek, it would be mutter. V'hashniya no'ekva b'truma v'chayeves b'chala divrei Rabbi Meir. In the second container, the container that still remains, you have to treat it as truma meisafek. Since we have a suffix that maybe is truma, only a coin is allowed to eat it. But it would be chay v'chala according to Rabbi Meir. Even though truma is pater and chala, but this is a suffix, it might not be truma, so therefore it would be chay v'chala according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi holds his pater from chala, even though it might be chulin. Since meisafek, we have to treat it like truma. The din is, according to Rabbi Yossi, is pater from chala, just like meduma. Meduma is pater from chala, even though it's mostly chulin, but since there is some truma mixed in, it's pater from chala. So too, this container, which might or might not be truma, is pater from chala, just like meduma. Nafla shniya lamakom acher, eina midam masa. If after the first container fell in and got mixed in with chulin, the second container also fell into some other chulin and got mixed in with some other chulin, that second container also would not be midameya, the other chulin. And just like the first container, since it's only a suffix, it would not cause the chulin that it got mixed into to be midameya. So too, the second container, when it gets mixed in with some other chulin, it would not cause that chulin to be midameya. But if both containers both fell to the same place, meaning both containers got mixed into the same chulin, in such a case it would be midameh according to the amount that's in the smaller of the two containers. And we know for sure some truma got mixed in with this chulin, since one of the two containers definitely does contain truma. But since we don't know which one of the two containers contain truma, it would be midameh according to the amount in the smaller of the two containers. As misafek, we could be lenient and say that it's the smaller of the two containers that contains truma, so therefore, if the chulin has 100 kenegas, the smaller of the two containers, then the truma would be batal. But if it does not have 100 kenegas, the smaller of the two containers, then the truma would not be batal. The entire mixture would be midameh.